When the wise men had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Just days after he was born, Jesus became a refugee. He and his mother and father were pulled from their place of birth and forced to seek safety in another country, leaving all that they knew and owned behind. Today, war, conflict, and persecution have forced more people than ever before to become refugees. The biggest mass movement of people since World War II is currently taking place as people from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan are coming to Europe to escape war. More than 700,000 people have entered Europe this year from these countries. Tired, cold, and hungry, they have made it to Europe, having crossed many borders and travelled thousands of miles. Men, women, and children, the old and the young, the full spectrum of life. Medila, a young woman from Damascus in Syria, recently reached Serbia. She left Syria a year ago and spent many months in Lebanon and Turkey as a refugee. "We are running from war," she said. "I was married, but the army came and took my husband, and I don't know where he is. He disappeared." On her journey to Europe, she has slept mostly on the street. "To sleep outside is scary. I wouldn't usually do that," she said. Another Syrian mother, Halab, traveled with her husband and young children to Europe, making the dangerous crossing across the Mediterranean Sea, which has so far taken over 3,000 lives. "I was very afraid of the sea between Turkey and Greece," she said. "It was a small plastic boat with 40 people. It was too small and the sea was choppy." This Christmas, people escaping war in Syria and Iraq will be supported by the people in Ireland through Trocaire's Christmas gifts. Knowing that Jesus was himself a refugee, let us see the face of Christ in those fleeing into Europe from war, and be a haven for parents who, just like Mary and Joseph, are seeking a safe future for their children.